Tell me about the origins of the paper. What was the vision Mr. Ross and Mr. Bentley had for the paper when they started it in 1971?
Well, you have to put it in the context of the times. Bob was part of an early wave of immigrants that settled here. He was from New York. He was from Brooklyn. And then he did his military service on a Navy submarine and had come through San Francisco. And when he finished his tour with the Navy, he settled in San Francisco, as did so many people back in that time. And he was a party and viewed the turmoil and the tension between the police and the gay community at Compton's cafeteria in the mid-60s, and again at California Hall in an event, in a fundraising event that he was involved in. And then, of course, in 1968 with the Stonewall riots in New York City, the gay liberation movement was really launched nationwide. He was a chef by training, and he ran supper clubs, gay supper clubs in San Francisco. And a few people my age and older remember the old PS and the old Casa de Cristal that Bob ran. The community was very diverse, and there wasn't always a communication between different aspects of the community, but there seemed to be a lot of outside pressure at the time. So what the city didn't have was a newspaper, and it was a means of communication to let one aspect of the community know what the other aspects were doing, and then to make public, to report on things that weren't being reported in the mainstream press, and to point out things like police oppression and discrimination that was going on at the time. And I think he saw that need and thought that he could fill it, even though he was not a journalist by background.
Yeah, in fact, I've read that Ross said of other weeklies at the time that were serving the gay community. Maybe, I don't know if they really existed, but I read that he said that they were filled with vicious gossip and he wanted to create something different. Is that right?
Well, over the years, there were a lot of just rags, really. And I don't necessarily mean that in a pejorative sense, but they made no attempt to actually report what was happening or to give information. It was really more just gossip columns, and there was a lot of vicious inbiting at the time. And Bob thought, holy cow, we've got so much opposition from the outside. We need to do something inside to try to unite ourselves rather than divide ourselves.
Right, and they were devoted to gossip, and Bob saw Mr. Ross saw a need for a paper that covered issues that as you say the daily mainstream papers weren't covering at all.
That's right. At the time, they weren't touching it at all. Yeah. That would begin to change over the years, but certainly in the late 60s, early 70s, that was the case.
Yeah, but I believe you've also said about the first editions of the Bay Area Reporter that it was little more than a bar rag. What did you mean by that?
Well, you know, that I probably shouldn't have said that. Yeah, because I wasn't even here. I had started coming to San Francisco in the early 70s, but I didn't move here permanently until 1976, so I'm not really the best person to comment on it. I think if you look at the early issues, which we've done as part of our retrospective that you'll see at the GLBT Historical Museum in the Castro, Bob didn't have the resources to go out and hire journalists and full-time reporters, so he relied very heavily on columns and on people who knew what was going on in the bar scenes, and enlisting what was available to the community, whether it be bars or museums or bathhouses that existed at the time or whatever it might be. So the emphasis, I think, very early on was more on political columns and social columns. And then, of course, as the paper grew and as advertising became stronger, then he had the resources to actually hire reporters who could do investigative journalism, who had journalism degrees and hire editors, and it evolved over time. It didn't start out that way.
Right, so handmade at first. Was it actually ever run off on a mimeograph or anything like that?
Well, no, but close, you know. I mean, very artisanal, as the French might say, you know. Uh-huh. And you can see, actually, the first editions. The GLBT Historical Museum has every edition of the BAR that has ever been printed back to number one.
Did paper have trouble finding advertisers back then?
No, because there was trouble with display advertising, which is what we rely primarily on now, which is from businesses and companies. But at the time, it was classified advertising that really made it, and it was quite remarkable.
Personals.
Personals, exactly. Yeah. It was personals. It was massage and escort ads. It was for rent ads. It was for sale ads. It was roommate ads. That's really how newspapers in the mainstream industry ran in great part as well at the time. And because the gay community had no place at the time to put personals or to put those kinds of ads, that actually was very strong right from the beginning.
Oh, interesting. And now the attitude of the business community for display ads has changed, I imagine. Tell me, what's the feeling now among business people who want to advertise in Bay Area Reporter?
Well, in San Francisco, we have a very strong display advertising base from national companies, multinational companies, beer. You know, a beer company comes to mind right now that sells all over the world. It wasn't like that at first. There was a certain stigma at first when you went to a business or a company and said, "We'd like you to advertise to our audience." First, they weren't sure how big our audience really was. We didn't start out as an audited paper, meaning that what we said our circulation was verified. You know, it is now. I mean, we can prove exactly what our distribution is, and the newspaper industry set standards on weekly newspapers for how many readers you get from 1 week of a paper existing. So we have that data now quite precisely that we can take to advertisers, but we didn't at the time. So it had to develop over time. But there was a time that classified comprised over 50% of the revenue of the paper. I'd say probably a good deal more than 50%. When I became publisher in 2003, it was about 50%. Now it's virtually nothing, and that has been true industry-wide, and it has truly taken its toll on the newspaper industry. It's all morphed to the web, and that's not going to change.
Right. I mean, so display ad has become far more important.
Absolutely, and our display ad growth has been impressive, and it's taken up the slack.